evening. It is a very good evening, Madekwana, and welcome to the show. We are live from Pretoria. This is the GCIS studios. My name is Sean Moraudi, and once again we are broadcasting live, and for the next hour or so we'll be talking about very important matters as a country. I think it's important that wherever you are, maybe you are warm, you are sitting around a fireplace, maybe there's a heater, maybe there's this, maybe there's that. So it's important that we sit around the fireplace and have discussions as parents, as concerned citizens of the country, also as the general populace, the general civilians of South Africa, to say there are issues here at play. There are social issues here at play. There are issues that need a discussion, and these are issues that are very important to the future of our country. And these issues need to be discussed by us. And I think the topic of tonight, it's a very sad one, because we're talking about anti-substance abuse and victim empowerment programs that are currently being conducted by the Department of Social Development. And tonight we are discussing that issue. And I'm not discussing it alone. I'm joined on the line by the Director for Integrated Substance Abuse Program, Mr. Kalemu Dimumukhotsi, who is from the Department of Social Development. Good evening, Ray, and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you, and good evening to your listeners, Mr. Mlauzi.
Indeed. You know, on the 26th of June, your department commemorated the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking in Lavender Hill, Western Cape. This was a part of that mandate to dedicate more efforts towards the implementation of anti-substance abuse prevention through awareness campaigns as one of the levels of intervention. And sadly, this year, the day, also globally known as World Drug Day, coincided with a tragic incident involving young children at a tavern in Eastern Cape, which resulted in more than 20 having lost their lives. So I think it's important that when this issue is current, it is today's issue, maybe we get into it and have a discussion as parents, as citizens, as South Africans, to say, do we have a substance abuse problem? Mr. Mkhotsi.
Let me start by sending my condolences to the families of the children who died at the tavern in the Eastern Cape. It is a tragedy that we wish it will never repeat itself.
Mm.
Coming to the issue of substance abuse,
yes,
the question that we have just asked, it is true that we have a problem of substance abuse in the country.
Mm.
Our young people, adults, youth, they are involved in substance abuse. If I have to give you an example, taking one of the drugs that are socially acceptable, the alcohol, you'll find that South Africa,
mm-hmm,
is taking more than the world norm of consumption of pure alcohol. South Africa is taking around 9 liters of pure alcohol per annum, and then against the 6 liters of pure alcohol per annum, that is a world norm. So that in itself is showing that the country is consuming
a lot
of alcohol.
9 liters of pure concentrated alcohol per person per annum.
No, it's just the whole country per annum.
The whole country per annum.
Yes.
Against a global average of 6 liters.
Yeah.
So we are about 3 liters ahead of the curve.
Yes.
And not in a good way.
Not in a good way, of course. So that is and then we do have other drugs that are being abused, like your cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis is also on the rise.
Mm.
Together with heroin, That is why we have a mixture such as Hunga, Nyaupe, and so forth.
Mm.
So that in itself is showing that we are abusing a lot. Yes, there are other drugs like cocaine and others that are also on the rise. So that is the problem that we are having at this current point. We have a high consumption of drugs and alcohol.
I think it was very important that we start there and clarify that point, that we are moving from a point where we have a problem as a country. And I think it would be important as we move in this conversation to look into ways that we try to tackle this problem that we have. Our toll-free number is 0800-142-446. If you want to join in the conversation, it's 0800-142-446. We also have a WhatsApp line where you can send your voice notes. Preferably, you can send your voice notes to 065-935-5488. That is 065-935-5488. Send your voice notes and participate in the conversation. And we are joined on the line by Ms. Cesar Mahangwe. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Chief Director, Families and Social Crime Prevention on the line. Good evening and also welcome to the program. Hello? I think once they sort it out, we will then be able to continue that conversation. But let's come back to the studio. How did then you commemorate the International Day Against Drugs and Illicit Trafficking this past Sunday unfold? How did that day unfold, or that particular awareness campaign?
Let me start by saying that the campaign, the International Day, before it happened, we had a build-up activities.
Okay, let's start there.
Yeah, we had build-up activities towards that because we wanted to understand what is really happening on the grounds at Lavender Hill.
Okay.
We met with our young people, the children, the parents, the religious sector, and other members of the community to understand this. We had a session for youth, we had session for adults, and then we also looked into things like crime prevention and the victim empowerment and so forth, particularly looking into the issue of gender-based violence. And then we also looked into how best can we improve their economic life there. So because let me say that we were not doing this alone. We had various other partners, other departments were also there. COCTA was there, safety police was there, and then even other business sector was also there.
Okay,
so that was a part of the build up towards that particular event. Even the rural renewal. I've forgotten the name, but it's about the rural renewal or something that is related to that. They were also there. So we had those build-up activities towards it. And then we identified the issues that are of concern to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one issue there was the issue of drug abuse that is amongst gangsters.
Okay.
That is happening between gangsters. That is causing violence in the area. So the community complained about their safety. And then the other issue was unemployment, recreational facilities, gender-based violence, of course, and violence in itself. Those issues were jotted down, and then together as various stakeholders, we came up with a plan, integrated plan. We drafted an integrated plan that we intend carrying forward until sometime the same time next year.
Okay.
So when we went to the International Day itself, we had all those facts to say this is what is happening at Lavender Hill, and this is the required intervention and so forth. Then when we were there, then the politicians came. Then we presented the situation to our politicians. Mm-hmm. We say, this is the situation. This is what we want to do and so forth. And then we agreed and then now went up and then created. And then we now went to the International Day.
Okay.
And then amongst our visitors, we had the UNODC, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. The chairperson of the Central Drug Authority was also there. The deputy minister of police was also there. Deputy minister of cocktail was also there. And other officials from other departments and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we gave the community there a chance to again express their concerns. And then they did that. And then our politicians gave the response. But the response that was given was that here's a program that we intend go taking forward. We'll come back to you to finalize the program and then move forward with the program. And then all what I can say is that that day went very well. And then we've got the support of the UNODC, we've got the support of the CDA and so forth. Even the government of Western Cape is also in support of our effort.
We've got Baba Matlangu who joins us on the line, I'm sure with a question or a comment. Ms. Baba Matlangu, good evening and welcome to the program. You are from Siyabuswa. Baba Matlangu. It will seem weird. And also, I think it will be an opportune moment to welcome back on the line the Chief Director for Families and Social Crime Prevention at the Department of Social Development. That is Ms. Saiza Makhangwe. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Okay.
Are you with us? I think we do have some challenges there on the line, but we will revert back to the line. But now, you went to Lavender Hill. It was on that particular day. But I just want you to paint a picture for me of what's happening in the country. You do visit different communities, I'm sure, with your programs and your prevention programs. What is the national picture in terms of some of the social ills that are created by substance abuse? Are you finding similar challenges that the people in Lavender Hill are facing, or it does differ per region?
Yeah. What I will say is that the situations differs. Mm-hmm. Various situations differs. One province is different from the other.
Yes.
You will find that in this particular province, they consume a particular type of a substance.
Oh.
And then one is doing this. And then I'll give an example.
Yes.
We say Limpopo,
uh-huh.
though they have a problem of alcohol abuse as well.
Yes.
But you'll find that alcohol abuse is more rife in, say, Northern Cape.
Oh, yes.
That is the difference. And then you'll find that in Limpopo, they don't have a problem of Nyaope. In Gauteng, they have a serious problem of Nyaope, but not necessarily meaning that there's no Nyaope in Limpopo, but
the severity
is different.
Yes,
because of
the different social dynamics of each province.
Yes, so, but what one can say is that when you look at the country as a whole,
yes,
there are two big problems. Like I've indicated to you, the first problem is the problem of alcohol abuse.
Okay.
Followed by cannabis, which we call daga in our street language.
Ba-jen-zang,
and so forth.
Yes.
That is it. And then now there's this, in Gauteng, you've got the Nyaope,
yes.
which is a mixture of heroin, daga, and other chemicals.
Okay.
Depending how do you prefer it or whatever.
What do they have access to?
Yes. And then in other provinces, you'll find they've got Wunga, which is also related to, it's the same family as Nyaope, but it's not necessarily, the chemicals involved there
are not necessarily the same.
Are not necessarily the same, but you'll find.
The ARV baunga. All right. So it's a different variation of this heroin.
Yes. And then, our most problems is in the country for now is alcohol and cannabis. And then if we can address the two, then it will be better.
I'm told Baba Matlangu is still with us on the line from Siyabuswa. Baba Matlangu, good evening and welcome to the program. Sawubona ba. Baba Matlangu. And I think let's also hear from Uba Moses from Eshowe in KZN. Baba Moses, good evening and welcome to the program. Moses, you can give us a call and join the conversation, 0800-142-446. That is our toll-free line, 0800-142-446. And our WhatsApp number is 065-935-5488. 065-935-5488. And we are joined here in studio by Ntate Mkhotsi, who is the Director for Integrated Anti-Substance Abuse Program, and he is from the Department of Social Development. And of course, our topic for the day is anti-substance abuse and victim empowerment programs by the Department of Social Development. Now, you know, from what you were saying about the problems that we have in the country, it's almost as if these are classified as social problems. And it seems that there's a lot of weight on your department to be able to deal with this. This is why now it's important to bring in other stakeholders to help you fight with this. Because I'm seeing a socioeconomic situation where the drugs, the abuse of alcohol leads to violence. Now there are victims that must be taken care of. Now there are crimes that are done to go and fund the alcohol and the drugs. How important is other stakeholders in helping you fight this scourge that we have in the country?
When we look into, firstly, the Prevention of and Treatment for Substance Abuse Act.
Yes.
That act calls on various departments and state entities, communities, to come together and fight the scourge of substance abuse. In the act, there are 21 government and entities that are coordinated by the Central Drug Authority, because the very same make a provision for the establishment of the Central Drug Authority, which is to coordinate all the country's efforts towards fighting the scourge of substance abuse. It is very, very important that all stakeholders come on board, because we do have various mandates.
Mm.
Like, for example, South African police.
Yes.
They have to fight the deal with the supply reduction part of the scourge of substance abuse.
Yes.
And then together with Home Affairs and then DERCO as well, they should and Department of Justice.
Yes.
They need to deal with that part of supply reduction. There are other departments that needs to deal with demand reduction. Like the basic education, social development, health, and so forth.
Mm.
And then there are other departments that now has to deal with the part of harm reduction, because these substances, there's a harm that they cause.
Yes.
There's economic harm, there's social harm, there's health-related harm, and so forth. So that's why now the Department of Social Development has got their treatment centers, where we can send these people who are addicted to substances and so forth. And then we work hand in hand with the Department of Health there. So each and every department has got its own mandate.
Mm.
Home Affairs, we will have to deal with the border control so that we don't have drugs coming into the country and so forth. So that is their mandate. And social development alone cannot do all this job alone.
That is what I'm thinking.
We require various mandates of other departments. And then the Department of Justice needs to deal with the prosecuting of those who are peddling or those who are dealing in drugs and so forth, and so forth. So we need even the community.
Yes.
The community needs to take care of its members, and particularly the young people.
Yes.
The community needs to have their own programs at the local level. Of course, helped by the local drug action committees that are established through the very same act.
Okay.
So they need to work together, come up with program. Yes, supported by various government departments. Like the very same structure that we have at national level, where we have the Central Drug Authority,
yes,
which is coordinating the efforts of various entities, including departments, cascades down to the local level. And then that is where now the communities have to play their part as well. So we encourage communities to come together and support government in addressing the problem of substance abuse. So partnerships are very much encouraged. NGOs, that's why as a department, we mm-hmm. even go further of registering NGOs, and then at some stages, even giving them funds,
okay,
to help us deal with the problem of substance abuse at the grassroots level.
So partnership.
Partnership all the way.
It is important. 0659355488. Do send us your voice notes so you can also join in on the conversation. 0659355488 or call us on 0800-142-446. You know, I think the incident or the tragic incident we referred to earlier that happened in Eastern Cape has got a lot of elements to it. The number of children that have passed away, it's quite high. That's a lot of families that are going to be affected by the loss of the lives of these young people. And now I'm talking about the kind of support that they require. How is the department and its various partners looking to assist the families and those left behind and affected and also affected by that particular incident? Because that is one example as a country to say, when we don't take care of our children, such things can happen.
Yes, like I indicated that we are also saddened by that tragedy.
Yes.
And then immediately when we, as the Department of Social Development and our sister departments, heard about that, the first thing that we needed to do was to provide counseling to the affected families and children, and particularly the children who were at the tavern on that particular when the tragedy happened.
Oh, the survivors as well.
The survivors. Those are the people who need counseling most. And then, of course, the families of the deceased.
Yes.
They also need their counseling. That is why something that the Department of Social Development and its stakeholders did immediately.
Oh, yes.
But now, whilst we are allowing the investigations and other things to happen, we are also planning, coming up with a plan as to how are we going to now assist that particular community and the nearby communities. What help, type of help can we give to those community? We need to go there, assess the situation, get all the facts about what is happening there. Why did those children at that big number go to that particular tavern at the same time? What is really happening in that community? We need those facts. And then we need to find out what resources are there that can be capitalized on to help this particular community. So we have already started engaging at the national level
mm-hmm.
With our counterparts or sister departments. And then in the next coming week, we will start now actioning the plan that we have developed.
I'm told Baba Matlangu joins us on the line from Siyabuswa. Sawubona ba. Baba Matlangu. Is the Matlangu? Let's move on to Moses from Esho.
Baba Matlangu baba.
Ulalele.
Yebo.
Unjani baba?
Sikhona baba, ninjani?
Ah, nathi siyaphila.
Yeah, I network is la sangani man.
I'm not ne load shedding ya soup. No baba mukhozi lapha studio. Bafuna ubuza umbuzo or une comment.
Yeah, ngifuna ukubuza ukuthi singanceda kanjani ngalabo bantwana bethu la ngakwa Ndebele isla bantwana babheminya uphe kakhulu man.
Isimo sakwa Ndebele sithini?
The problem is serious vele. Yenyawo uphe vele. Abantwana abaningi la babheminya uphe mangafika nje lapha ecrossini akamhlanga na uzubona ukuthi ya kuyafiwa.
Bayahlangana bahlala endaweni babheminya uphe. And then ama suppliers wona nithini ngawe zomphakathi?
Wazi mawumzali uthola umntwana sayabhema lezinto awubi awazi ukuthi unede kuphi wenzeni. And lo muntu oyisupplier wasimazi siyamfuna kodwa simazi.
Oh, so befuna usizo ukuthi mase tholakala ukuthi ingane yakho seyitholakala yenza into ezifana iziyobisi. Ungathola usizo olunjani ukuthi naye athole usizo? Into ufuna ukuyazi leyo.
Maybe sibe nendawo le khona la around siyabusa or kamhlanga e-counseling. Vele edila nge-counseling maybe. I-rehab.
I-rehab or a treatment center of something of that sort, ne?
Yes, sesipropoza ukuthi ngabanjani sincedeke sithole yona.
Ngithole yona. I know I'm sure bazosiphendula. No siyabonga bamahlanga for umbuzo wakho ne.
Kubonga thina.
Moses from Eshowe kunjani baba? Ba Moses. Sawubona Moses. I think this load shedding stage 6 is a bit of a problem, but I'm told Miss Mahangwe is back with us on the she's gone. She's not with us on the line. All right, no, that is fine. But that's the question. They're having a problem in Mpumalanga here. Siyabuswa kwaMhlanga. They are smoking this drug Ernest crossing on the road.
It is said that the community of KwaMhlanga is going through that as well, the problem of Nyaope. But what I can say to Baba Mahlangu is that we do have, in Mpumalanga alone, we do have two public treatment centers where these children can be sent to free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also, as a department, go to KwaMhlanga, meet with the relevant authorities, including Baba Mahlangu, and then see what programs can we implement there. And what I will request that maybe Baba Mahlangu should leave telephone numbers with the...
I'm sure they have them at the back.
Yeah, the telephone number so that we can
engage further
on this and see how best can we help them and how to access our treatment services there, as well as how to address the problem in communities, more especially for young people who are not yet addicted to those substances. So I should think something can be done.
Indeed. Moses is back on the line. Moses from Eshowe. Baba Moses? It seems we've lost Baba Moses. Yeah, no. The load shedding is a bit of a problem. But now, I think it's important maybe to also look at the issue of the victim empowerment programs that the department is engaged in, I'm sure on a national scale, just outside of Lavender Hill, the work that you're doing as the department to support the victims of this abuse of substances and drugs.
Though I'm not from the I'm not expert in that field. Like you have seen,
yeah, I've seen
my title is more on substance abuse.
No, I'm with you.
But I can talk to several issues.
Yes.
Nationally, we do have the strategy that we have developed, even the programs that we are rendering at the institutions of higher learning and even in the community.
Yes.
We also have the GBV Center, Gender-Based Violence Center, where they can call and get counseling and be referred and get further
assistance.
That thing is there. I may not have the GBV number right now, but if maybe our chief director, Mema Khangwe, is there. I should think she can help us with that number, and then we can share that number with our listeners.
Yes.
And then even ourselves, we also have a toll-free number for people who are affected by substance abuse.
Oh, there is a toll-free number for
them. So we are trying to help people who cannot travel, who do not have money to maybe to travel a distance of going to the social work offices, because you'll find that social work offices are in the district, but at least we have a phone. We have a toll-free number that we can immediately call. And it is 0800 121314. And then we also have the SMS where you can SMS them so that they can call you back and engage with you. It's a you dial
32312.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So that they can get your help from the line. Patko from Takalani Radio. Patko, good evening and welcome to the program. I'm all right. Thanks, and yourself, Buti.
Ngiyaphila ngibulisa lendwendwe lakho afisa emoyeni Nkosi yami. Ngiyabulela ukuthi ngifumane lithuba. And nemibuzo nje imbalwa mina pha kutato lapho kuni ne. Ngiyabutata uthi kufanele kube khona the partnership with the community with some of the okay masithi ku social development for the sake of substance abuse, drug abuse. So the question yami i-1 kutata ngifuna ukuqonda ukuba kunabantu apha ekuhlaleni abazamayo all over, in fact actually apha eyalwa north ne bazama ukuthi well bathathe abantu aba ingabantwana abatsha abasebenzisa iziyobisi babeke closer kubo. So ngoku ingxaki yami i-1 fumane ukuthi at the same time social development yena ofuna ukuthi ngoku ile nguye oranayo while fumane ukuthi beza sometimes, ingaba into ezinjalo zingalungiswa njani? Because abantu ngoku abakwazi ukuthi nobaya ku-social development bafuna i-assistant. Fumane ukuthi social development at the end of the day izoba nguye ngokoranayo the whole process. Umbuzo wami wokuqala lo. And then umbuzo wami wesibini, Nkosi yami, ndifuna ukuqonda phaa kutata uthi bayasebenzisana nezinye i-government department ne. So ke ngoku ndifuna ukuqonda ukuba bona babonakala mhlawumbi xa kuthe kuvele i-incident, but ekuqaleni okanye anytime kusenzeka these things abaveleli. Funa ubuza ukuba ingaba kwezi dorophu ezincinci ezifana ne-Alua North, apha eJoqobi, Lady Grey, ukuya ngasoma-Queenstown, Jamestown, njalo njalo, ingaba beza nini to implement these programs? Ndiyayivuyela into yokuba last week bebese Cape Town with i-program enkulu ibisenzeka phaa on the 26, which is into entle leyo. So my question ithi beza nini kwezi dorophu ezincinci, ngoba bathi mos le program yabo izawuphelelwa next year ngo-2023 ngomatch. So ke ngoku ingaba bazawubetha i-dry okanye bazawuza kweli cala nabo bazokuthi bathethe nabantu abatsha on the ground, since sazi uba abona bantu iziyobisi ne-alcohol abuse ngabantu abatsha, ingaba bazawukwazi ukuthi beze na, and then zeziphi ezinye zee-program zabo except ezi bafokase kuzo kangoku. Ndiyabulela kakhulu Nkosi yami, zawumamela kuTakalani Community Radio.
All right, Brad Patko Nkosi. We've got Reggie from Durban. Reggie, good evening and welcome to the program. Brad Reggie.
Hello.
Unjani?
Sikhona baba.
Nami ngiyaphila. Uthini umuzwa wakho baba?
Yeah, ukhuluma no Reggie in Durban.
All right, Reggie.
Yeah. Ngifuna ukuzwa ukuthi in fact yabambe isikhathi se-Nationalist Party government.
Oh, before 94, yes.
Yeah, before 94. Kwakhona le nto kwakuthiwa i-Narcotics Bureau something like a narcotics unit eyayidila nama-drugs.
Right.
Now, I'd like to know from the gentleman in your studio ukuthi is there such a unit la SA police forces nayo? Units nje deal specifically nama drugs.
Oh, so from the SAPS?
Yes.
Oh, right. No. Asikuvile ba.
It deal nje specifically nama drugs. Nalokuthi ke I government invest how much in that unit? My corner.
All right. No. Sikuzwile ba Bridge.
Ngicela ungibuzele kubhuti loyo ngoba yena is close.
No, yena ukulalele naye ukuzwile uzokuphendula.
Thank you very much.
Asibonge. Moses from Eshowe. Sawubona ba. Moses.
Yes, Baba.
Kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu Nkosi yami.
Nami ngi right. Hey, saze sakufisa kuthola.
Eh, online yami yanqamuka ngale ma network yini? Eh, kunenkinga ekhona mina ngazi kanjani. Kodwa ke siyambonga but uNkulunkulu ukuthi uswazi wangithola.
Ahe, azidlule lapho ke. Wena unombuzo. Uthini umbuzo wakho?
Umbuzo wami mina la ula ukuthi njengoba uhulumeni ethi uyalwisana ne-youth for kuma-drugs. Mina into mina ebengithi ngifuna ukuthi ngiyibuze le ukuthi kunga-right uma kuwukuthi ke uyaqala aye laphana emaclinic laphana afike afundise abazali laba abathatha but i-treatment. I-treatment yale cause kunabantu but abaye emayo but land and i-drugs. Ebese yabuya futhi ke uhulumeni kube khona indlela yokuthi abambisane nomphakathi namaphoyisa ekutheneni kuliwe ekutheneni kuqedwe iwunga le. Nofundisa futhi mayelana nophuzo ey'nganeni.
Hayi, ngiyokulalele Bra Moses.
Yes. So ke yiphi indlela but enye okungenziwa ngayo ngoba uyabona nje uma ngingaxoxa nje ukuthi umphakathi uyazama nawo ngendlela yawo nawo kodwa manje sikili.
Oh, nifuna ukuthi nibambisane nohulumeni.
Yes, yes, there's a very important ukuthi umphakathi ubambisane nohulumeni, uhulumeni asilekelele ekutheni silwisane nalesi hlava lesi ngoba yisona but lesi esenza ukuthi kube khona iy'nkinga ey'ngaka ezweni.
Ah no, ngikuzwile kweba Moses. I'm sure sizophendulana lapho ezolalela emsakazweni.
Ngiyabonga.
Asibonge. 0659355488, that is our WhatsApp line. 0800142446. If you also like to participate and tell us what is happening in your community. Dipuzo ditse. Batho ba batlo itse, batho ba belahela, ba re ha ba bone mmusho, ha ba bone thuso, ha ba bone hore le ba thuso o lwantsha tsona di drugs tse le yona bojwala.
Raba two santate. Maybe for the benefit of Patko and Moses and Reggie, maybe let me go, use English so that maybe they can understand quickly.
Yes.
Maybe to start with the question raised by Moses.
Yes.
What I can I'm very much excited that the community is now coming forward to say come and help us. Let us get involved. So I'm very much excited about that one. Maybe at the end I will also get the numbers of Moses as well as the numbers of Patko in Aliwal North.
Yes.
So
yes.
That ultimately I will call them maybe later on during the week.
Yes.
And then start engaging them as to how can we come and help them.
Yes.
So we'll definitely do that. But the question that was raised by Moses is about educating communities about the types of drugs and their effects on the communities and so forth.
Yes,
that is something that we are doing as government, as various departments, and then we do have programs such as a social mobilization program, which involves all stakeholders, all departments, and then we go to communities and give them our services at the go. And then we also have campaigns that we are running throughout the country. We've got the program that is targeting children and youth, that is like a Moja awareness program.
Mm-hmm.
We are also going to institutions of higher learning. We are also, during festive season, we also have those particular programs that we are rendering. And then our Kimoja program also target youth that are out of school. We do that. It's just that sometimes we cannot reach all the areas at the same time.
Yes.
So that is, and then we want the community to help us so that these messages can reach people further down.
Yes.
So that's why I'm saying I appreciate what Moses is saying. to say even go to the clinic. We do go to clinics and educate our
healthcare professionals.
Our healthcare professionals together with more especially when we are doing the issue of when we are doing fetal alcohol syndrome campaign.
Oh yes,
because we find that most pregnant ladies do not know that they shouldn't take alcohol whilst they are pregnant. Mm. So we do have a program that is specifically targeted on pregnant women. So that is the, and then we are going to clinics,
yes,
specifically. So even our healthcare professionals, we are also working with them. We train, we continue training each other on the developments in this field, because this field keep on
changing,
coming with
every day.
Yeah, it evolves from time to time. So that is it. And then coming to the issue that Moses Patko from Alival North raised to say, we need to be coming to them. And then we also need to fund them. That is true. Maybe what I will discuss with Patko, maybe outside this interview, is to help him as to how do we get the assistance of government, and then how
can you get funded.
Yeah. And then there's another question that was raised by Ubaba Reji there in Durban about the unit in the SAPS.
Yes.
And the narcotics unit. I don't think that I may not necessarily be in the position to answer for SAPS, but what I can say is that SAPS is largely involved in this fight against substance abuse. They are part of us, and then they are part of the National Drug Master Plan.
Mm.
They are involved there. They've got a role to play there. That is why I was quick to say that supply reduction is one area that falls squarely under SAPS. They are largely involved. Even if they may not have that particular unit or have it, I'm not sure, but they are heavily involved. And then both at national and at international level. So we know from SAPS from time to time the drugs that they have seized, and then we know the routes where the drugs are coming from, and so we are informed by them.
Mm.
So they are heavily involved. Even the intelligence is so much involved. So, Baba Reji, I will say to you, be rest assured, SAPS is heavily involved.
We've got Steve from Soshanguve on the line. Steve, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm good in yourself.
Let's get to your question. What would you like to ask Mr. Mpotsi?
Quickly, I don't have a question, man.
Yes.
Just a comment.
All right.
Due to my experience. Man.
Okay.
Especially in Gauteng. I see you guys are not talking more of the crystal meth.
Okay. Oh, that's the type of a drug.
That's the main drug now. It's cheaper and easily accessible.
Mm.
Yeah, and crystal meth, you find it anywhere, and it damages, remember, your brain cells, like your dacha.
Mm.
Dacha, we can say dacha is normal, like you're saying earlier, like we normalize it as a normal drug. No, it's not a normal drug. Whosoever that is smoking a dacha, they have a problem with it. They forget things. You send him to the shop, and he'll come back buying only one item, and you send that person to buy three items. Now, with crystal meth, like I said, it's manufactured locally, and our police, they know where it's manufactured and sold.
So you are saying they are complicit in the movement of that particular drug?
And it's worse now. We have dropouts due to that drug.
You know, Steve, I just feel like maybe I need to ask this question. Are you someone who is involved in the socio-economic issues? I'm saying, are you coming from...
I'm from court services.
Oh, you're from court
services. Remember, whatever that's coming from the community.
Yes.
What is happening in the community. Remember, there's crime. After drugs, now there is crime committed.
Yes.
And now they go where? To the court. Parents will go for protection order because the kids now
are stealing from them
things in the house.
So you get to see the effect of the drug abuse. And alcohol abuse.
Yes. And alcohol abuse is starting from accidents on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out to domestic violence caused by the alcohol. So on and so forth.
Gender-based violence and so forth. But now, from your side, I mean, what would you like the community to hear from you? Because you've got this experience where you get to see these things in the courts of law. What do you want to say to our people?
Okay. What I can say to our people due to the drugs, especially in young kids.
Yes.
Social development, they have their programs where they will go to court to forcefully to take them, for even young girls that are smoking those drugs anyway, take them forcefully to rehab.
Yes.
And let our justice system not fail us. But everybody has a main issue. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much to Steve from Social. Maybe you can add on, but I think he was just talking from his point of view, what he gets to see, what he gets to experience, and what is happening in his community.
Yes. What I can say is that I appreciate the information that we got from him to say now crystal meth is now on the rise.
Yes.
You know, sometimes because we don't do research every now and then. We do a research after a certain period.
Yes.
But then if there are signals that this drug is on the rise, then we start doing maybe a survey to check as to where is it happening. So we do that. So that's why I'm saying we appreciate that type of information. I'll tell you, sometimes you may think that a particular drug is gone altogether. Only to find that people have shifted to another one.
They like, just use that one less.
Like if I can give you an example of 2010.
Yes.
During 2010, we nearly became excited to say the hardcore drugs are no more, have reduced significantly.
Yes.
That is when now we realized that later that no. In fact, Nyaope it has gone high.
It's on the rise.
Yeah, it's on the rise. So there's always a shift. Remember these people, the people who are using drugs, they always look for something that can immediately help them. They will always go for a cheaper drug because at one stage you will end up not having money because drugs will finish you off. You'll start with the most expensive ones, but when you get finished, you'll go to
the cheapest one that you'll get. I've got Kenneth from Upington on the line. Kenneth, good evening and welcome to the program. And it's very important that Kenneth is calling from Upington. Good evening.
And how are you, Mr. Mulaudzi?
I'm fine, thanks. And you, Nda. Are you well, sir?
I'm perfect. And good evening to our guest there in the studio. You know, I'm going to raise a very interesting point. And thank you very much for this topic. We sometimes forget about these households, the peaceful households. There are households that when we pass on the street there, you know, everything is peaceful. We see that they are living large, they are privileged. We believe that they can handle everything because we want to believe that the people who are addicted, in fact, they are conspicuous. But as a matter of fact, the very same people who are living a great life, these are the people who know how to control everything. But as soon as they have tasted alcohol or consumed alcohol, that's when they are now going to show their real signs that, you know what, I'm going through a lot. And sometimes these are the very same people who will say, I don't feel comfortable having to go and explain myself to a complete, total stranger. And then I want our guests in the studio to also give us a clear picture of how are they handling these privileged people who cannot who don't want to go and seek assistance. And the second one will be, I hear that the members of the South African Police Service, they are part of the program Master's Plan, but I also have to understand, do we have programs also for police who are also taking drugs or also taking alcohol because of the workload or trauma? How do we engage and try to better our community without only having to look at
people or the victims of alcohol or substance abuse who are equal, but people who are hiding because of what they are having a nice life, they are driving cars, their houses are fine, we perceive that their life is in order. But unfortunately, they are also, they find themselves being addicted or abused on a line of substance abuse. Thank you very much, Mr. Mulauzi. I'll listen on the radio. Ne?
Thank you very much, Kenneth. I think he's talking about what we call functional addicts. But on the line, we're joined by Sibonelo from KZN. So, one on Jen.
Sawona futhi njani?
Ngiyithini yapi?
Ya basona basimshaba usibonela ishoba lokhulumayo bafowethu.
Ehhe.
Ah ngithi mina ngiyaluzo usololela mina ngibe nesicelo sokuthi kama bese kuthi kwenzeke mthambi u department yezemfundo khambisa umsebenzi mthambi labantu sebefuna ku rehab mthambi ade bese nama drugs khambisa base ekoleni kuba ngingeke ngaba kwe CD kwe CD ngisho abantu abasukumenze indaba yedakamezo hayi mathi yabheka nasemakhaya le ndaba yotshwala nokubhema sisiyande kakhulu mhlawumbe kunakuntamba abazosihambela mhlawumbe laba asebephuma lapha mhlawumbe kuba rehab mhlawumbe baye ey'koleni batshela abantwana kubungozi baba ama-drugs nangozi yotshwala nalaba abafuma emajele mhlawumbe nabo mhlawumbe bafike ey'koleni mhlawumbe bazotshela abantwana ubugebengu buyingozi kuphi nakuphi mhlawumbe
hano ngikuzwile weba sibonela
nanokuthi-ke bhuti-ke nala bantu futhi abaningi babhekisiswa abantu abaqhamuka mhlawumbe kwamanye amazwe kodwa abangazili ukuzosebenza abafuke besibazi ukwakha iy'ndlela zama-drugs babulale iy'ngane zethu nabo abantu bahlungwa ngampela kala abantu abanama-permit abazosebenza ngampela abangazili ukuzokhupha ubugebengu ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Oh, ngiyabonga nathi. I think let's go to Tladi from Moletsi. Thobela. Tladi.
Thobela.
Le kae na?
Rona ka kutlaleng.
Ah, le ka ba le kwele man.
Eh.
Le re le ya comment le ya butjisha.
Ya comment, ya comment le ke ya butjisha.
Eh, tla le tjona.
Na se bitse mo so putlea. Ya corruption ya ANC. Ke tla dilo tse ka o fela ka baka la hore nyani yone. Mapodisi a gona o tsiya jo mo ba thomba le hore nge ke di drug dealer.
Okay.
And mo ba di mo ba di tsiya. O gona re report motho le wa tsiba hore motho le berela la go Richard go tshwa ngube kwa.
Go Ricardo.
Richard.
Oh okay.
Ke na Richard go mabopane kwa.
Okay.
Ke na le police station e binya o di rekiwa na mola.
Ka o Philip police station.
Ke na mola straight yene. O do di report go tswana ka bakala hore batho ba le ba tsela pele ka o di rekisa. Ene wa kumana ke tsebo wa tsena hore lo ka di report go tswana batho ba re dilala le bona. Wa bona hore ha hona gore ya etsa mo se le wa ANC o corruption. Le nne mo bile le sinye mo then ka tsene wa ka tsaba ya hore ba re ke ba re ka ga ka ka go report go re green. Ko se se tsara se ba mo tsara ntse mo teng. Ka bo tsara ne wa wa di photo ba ba fraud ka dilo jaka ka dipampiri jaka ba re no a se se lo se se wa e bona hore la police ma police as long as mo se go re ke ANC go ke mo so en tsuka kwa corruption bona ba le bele tshe tshebeka se ba le bele mapelo and as long as ile ba ba bana ba yandi nyao be se bana ba bona abana tsa ba le bana ba batho ba bangwe as long as ile di drug dealer tse ba bangwe ba bangwe ba di bona ba le ring ba ba hulu bana ba ka mushumo e ntse ke bona ba le ring ba ba tshwa le bona ba di le combination le bona motho o itse ba re ha motse mara go pele kwa go bana le ba di ba emelela re ke tshelo tse ba bangwe ke kadi ka moletsi monwaneng ke tebedise ba ya moletsi FM 98.6.
Ano, re le kwele. Re a leboga. I think we'll leave it there for the calls because we also are running out of time and we also need to give some responses before the Tswala program. Can we?
A ke simolola ka Butladi, ke ra Butladi o se ka wa latlhegelwa ke tshepo mo pusong. Re teng ba sentse re ka kgona go le thusa. O se kwa latlhegelwa le mo mapodiseng re a itse gore go na le ba e leng gore ba ka tswa ba le corrupt mare ga se ba botlhe ba corrupt. O se kwa latlhegelwa ke tshepo abuti waka. Coming to the question that was raised by Kenneth, to one question that he say, how do we help people who do not want to
be helped or to open up?
To open up to
strangers.
To strangers and so forth.
For counseling, I'm sure.
For counseling and everything, yes. I've given a toll-free number earlier on,
mm-hmm.
where you can phone and then and to be assisted. That is 0800 12 13 14. That is the number that I gave earlier on. For this is for people who don't want to come forward immediately but need to be helped at that particular point. And then the SMS is 32312, so they can also send that contact the our helpline there. So he also referred to police who use or abuse alcohol and other drugs and so forth. In each and every working environment, we have an employee assistance program that is also part of the National Drug Master Plan.
Mm.
So each and every department needs to have that employee assistance program whereby they can even go to an extent of referring their employees to our treatment facilities or private treatment facilities. If they don't want to go to public treatment facilities, they can go there. So those people can be referred. The management needs to take the decision to refer those people to for help.
Yes.
And then the questions that were raised by Sbonelo, you know, Sbonelo was speaking very fast, you know.
Yes.
I could not get it.
But I think the gist of what he was saying was that can we bring former addicts that have out of rehab, people that have come from alcohol abuse rehab, and also former prisoners to come and also speak to the young children at schools to show them the dangers of what they're doing. I think before we continue, I just have to take one more caller before we close. Baba Tsele on the line. Good evening. Welcome to the program, Bab. You're right, Mhlonishwa. You're right, Mhlonishwa.
A coma campaign, I will go to the house in the I will go to the house.
I don't know if you're going to be able to do it.
What I would like to say to Mr. Tsele is that I also want to have his number. Because, you know, when people are coming in and showing you that we need this type of assistance,
yes,
you need to go back to them.
Yes.
That is what is very, very important. I would also love to get his number so that we can see how do we bring our programs and services to the communities that he has identified. And if the community, if Baba Tsele can help us to bring community together and then move with that community to assist them, that will be something that is going to excite us. So I'll also love to get his number. He shouldn't be a surprise when I call him later to say, can we work together? Can we work together as in partnership to deal with the problems that you are experiencing in your own community?
Yes.
That will be much appreciated. And then I should think, Sbonelo, like you have explained what he really wanted us to do. We do what Sbonelo is saying. We do that. We are using people who have been into prison for crime related to drugs, recovering addicts.
Mm.
We also make use of them to teach people. But we don't only use them. We also make use of people who are successful, who never use drugs, and say, you know, you can look at me, I've been successful. I never used drugs. I never used alcohol and so forth. So we have a combination of the two. So we even make use of people who have been arrested in overseas to say, I've been arrested. I spent so many years in prison. I've wasted my life and so forth. We do have them who have been...
I blew it.
People like, I blew it on alcohol. I blew it on drugs. Those people, we make use of them to show our young kids, not necessarily to scare the young kids, because scaring tactics, we have realized that they don't work, but to get the real facts as to what is what happened in those people's life, those who have never used and those who have used. So we balance the two.
I think that's the testimony. I think we'll have to leave it there. And I think we had wanted to talk about the role of the parents on young children abusing drugs, but we have run out of time. But I would like to take time to thank you. You are the director for Integrated Anti-Substance Abuse Program, Mr. Kaledi Mumkhosi. Thank you so much for taking time to bring the community into your confidence, to give them a direction, a place to go, and also to make them understand the interventions that government is making, that the partnerships that are being done to make sure that we really do work with our communities to rid ourselves of the scourge of alcohol abuse, drug abuse, and also the associated crimes that come from that.
Yeah, thank you very much. And lastly, what I would like to say for people who want to assist, members of the community who want to play a role in the fight against the scourge of substance abuse, and then maybe to establish an NGO and so forth that will help in this regard, they can call me on 012-312-7448. Then we will help them to establish those. Thank you very much.
All right. Also, the number to call if you want to seek some counseling, if you know that maybe this the alcohol and the drugs are a problem to you, 0800 12 13 14. A very good evening from Pretoria at the GCIS studios.